You've heard us talk extensively on the show about the Valley's restaurant scene and how it's grown in variety, diversity, and influence. That includes up-and-coming chefs, local talents who've made good, and some more well-known names who've relocated here. Scott Conant fits that latter category, probably best known for his New York restaurants and frequent Food Network appearances. Conant is now a Valley resident who has opened two eateries here, Americano and Mora Italian. He also has a new cookbook, Peace, Love, and Pasta, and he is with me. Scott, how much did your family, your upbringing affect your passion for food and Italian food specifically?
Oh, it's such a huge foundation of my entire career. Everything that I built upon was, you know, based from the love of sitting around a table at home. You know, my mother's family is Italian, and my father grew up on a farm in the north of Maine. So there's a lot of similarities there. As far as the respect for, you know, what comes from the earth.
There's also that love that a lot of people see in, for some people, it's just fiction. In your case, not, where, you know, sitting around the table together or being around the kitchen together. And that's with these traditional sort of upbringing and traditional families. Is there anything that stands out to you specifically that is one thing to love the food? It's another thing to want to love to bring the food to other people, which is what you're doing.
Yeah, I you know, fortunately, I've been able to make a career of it. You know, hopefully, not always, unfortunately, but hopefully making a lot of people happy all the time. That's always the intention. It really is a blessing to be able to do that. You know, I remember my aunts and my grandmother, you know, cooking for hours inside the kitchen. And it was just such a joy when the food was finally there. And just that soulfulness, that honesty. There was, you know, those are the memories that that I remember. And sitting around a table and that sense of conviviality, you know, really had a it made a big impression on my childhood. And that's really something I want my family to experience, my children to experience as well.
For you, what's the kitchen supposed to feel like? And that could be whether you're cooking for your family or whether you were testing recipes for one of your restaurants. Is there a certain atmosphere you think it should have?
Oh, there's a for me, there's an important vibe, you know, that's based on focus. And, you know, I played a lot of team sports as a kid. And when I started working in a kitchen, there was an immediate camaraderie that that I recognized from those team sports inside the kitchens. And I really think it's important that everyone's on the same team. You know, everybody realizes that, you know, we won't always get along. We might have a different point of view on certain things, but we are on the same team. And just like a team, you know, you need to do well for the team itself. And also you need to fight hard as an individual. So, you know, there's just a lot of similarities that I found there.
Probably like asking about your favorite kid, which of course no one is supposed to have. Do you have a couple recipes, like maybe one that is really elaborate and one that's simple that you would recommend most for listeners if they pick up your book?
Well, yeah, there's a few things I'll tell you that some of the recipes in here, they're not difficult, right? And that was really important to me to make sure that nothing is super difficult. You know, you can give me a plate of spaghetti aglio olio, which is just spaghetti with garlic and olive oil. With some breadcrumbs and anchovies over the top of it, and I am in heaven. I mean, that there is nothing more simple than that. But you know, on the other side of it, I have this macaroni with a polpettine ragu and this Neapolitan tomato sauce, which sounds kind of complicated. I always say, in Italian restaurants, we get the charge by the vowel, so you know, there's that benefit. But they're little baby meatballs inside this delicious Neapolitan tomato sauce, and this macaroni is kind of a thick cup pasta that just has a great mouthfeel and texture to it. And those things take a little bit longer to cook because the meatballs, the polpettine, are really, really tiny. But in the end, it really is just about enjoyment.
You are a famous chef, a very successful chef. And people are going to wonder, how did this guy end up in Arizona with all the success he's had? Can you give us some insights on that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, New York City is I was there for 27 years. And I got to a point, honestly, that I feel like New York always takes. And unless you're really at the high end of the spectrum, it rarely gives. So I kind of had enough of it, to be honest with you. I wanted to enjoy my life after having worked 16 to 18 hour days for, you know, almost 30 years. I got to a point where I needed more out of life. I show up to Arizona and I feel like I'm in a resort when I come home. It's a, you know, it's really special. And I know New Yorkers will say, yeah, you're a sellout. You left us. You know, they've said that to me, but, you know, I don't care. I mean, at the end of the day, I love New York. It was my home, as I said, for 27 years. But it was time for a change. It was time for life to start working for me instead of me working for it.
You know, people always want to talk about the growing restaurant scene in Phoenix and Scottsdale, and can it ever be like San Francisco? Can it ever be like New York? What do you make of the scene in general, and is it getting better? Is it worthwhile compared to some other big cities?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a lot of talent here. You know, from Chef Chris Gross to Bo McMillan at Sanctuary to Alex Strada, Chris Bianco. I mean, what he's done with pizza over the past several years has been incredible. There's a lot of great people and a lot of great chefs and a lot of really good restaurants that come out of this town. Look at Sam Fox, what he's been able to accomplish. I mean, it is nothing short of remarkable. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of good things that come out of Phoenix. I think that there's only upside, to be honest with you. I think it's a very business-friendly town, city, and I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be part of it. And I've learned over the years to, you know, enter markets and be very humble and gracious. And I've been accepted, and I appreciate it.
Many of our listeners are going to know you from the Food Network because you are ubiquitous and you're fun to watch. Are there pluses and minuses to that, or only pluses? Because I imagine there's a lot of energy that goes into that, but it also raises your profile tremendously.
I think of television just from a marketing perspective as an amazing advertising platform. I had a pretty good name in New York City, but it wasn't until I started to do the Food Network and do some of these shows where I had opportunities in multiple markets. You know, I like to think of myself as a cook before I'm anything. But inevitably, I think it's really important to stay open to opportunities so that you can just kind of open the scope of potential success, right? I believe in focus, but I also believe in, you know, trying to diversify some of that focus.
That is Scott Conant. You probably know him very well from the Food Network. He's also a longtime restaurateur and has brought a couple of those restaurants here to the Valley where he now lives. We've been talking about his latest cookbook. It's called Peace, Love, and Pasta, Simple and Elegant Recipes from a Chef's Home Kitchen. Scott, thank you very much for the time. Good to talk with you.
Great talking to you. Thank you.